Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live here on a Thursday, March the 16th, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour. You know, feeling a little bit better today. Yesterday, I had it in the throat. I don't think it's so much in the throat anymore. It kind of moved to my nose last night. But for whatever reason, the nose does not feel too bad this morning. Now, you see, I've got to knock wood as I say that, because you don't want it to get bad. Luckily, I've never had a fever or anything like that. So, hopefully, this was just a little, maybe 24-hour, 48-hour bug, and life will go on. But so far, so good. Now, it does still feel like one of my nostrils is clogged. So, if I sound a little nasally today, that's why. But the throat feels so much better than it did yesterday. All right, some leftover things from yesterday. Now, Judy, if you're out there listening, I had said you had won the Del Taco $10 gift card and the Del Taco beanie, and you could pick that up today from 10 to 12 when Linda was at the studio. Well, Linda is taking today off, so you will have to pick that up tomorrow, probably between 8 and 1. I would say probably between 10 and 12 will be the best time tomorrow. But, Judy, if you want to pick up your Del Taco gift card and your Del Taco beanie, I will be at the studio tomorrow, as far as I know, between 8 a.m. and 1. Now, also yesterday, we had a winner. Now, see, I don't know what's heard and what's not heard, but we had a large one-topping pizza from Neighbor's Pizza go to Carolyn Heimlich yesterday. Carolyn, I don't know if you got a chance to order your pizza last night at Neighbor's or if you've had it yet, but all you do is call over there, give them your name, and you should be able to have a large pizza at your dispense. And hopefully you'll like it. Everybody else who's had pizza there has enjoyed it so far. Now, yesterday we got into a conversation about a restaurant in Marion called Sambo's. Well, before I get to that, let me say this. I got an email yesterday when I got off the program from one of our longtime listeners named Linda. Now, Linda was listening yesterday, and she said she does remember the restaurant in Sears. We had talked about that yesterday. Did Sears ever have a restaurant in it? Yes, it did. When Linda was working here in Marion, she used to go over there for lunch. So there definitely was a restaurant in Sears. Now, what Linda also said was she did not remember Sambo's. Now, yesterday we had talked about Sambo's being out where Aldi is. Now, that's where the building used to be, and that's where the restaurant used to be, and it was kind of a breakfast place. But Linda said she did not remember Sambo's, but she remembered the Jockey Steakhouse. And I think they're one in the same place. I think it was actually called the Jockey Steakhouse, but people referred to it as Sambo's. And I think that was one of the problems. And again, they had something out on the front yard that certainly would not bark today, but at that time, people did stuff like that, and, you know, that's the story on that. But does anybody remember, was it actually called the Jockey Steakhouse? I don't think it actually was called Sambo's. I think people referred to it as Sambo's because of the story that was brought up yesterday. But I can't remember. Does anybody remember? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So the question is, was the Jockey Steakhouse actually Sambo's and the name not Sambo's? Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
Oh, the Jockey Steakhouse is way up on North Main Street.
So that was a totally different place.
Yeah, yeah. But it did have like a waiter out in front.
Oh, okay.
There was some commonalities there, but it was not a back waiter.
So the Jockey Steakhouse was up on Main, but they also had a
not too far south of the radio station.
Now Sambo's was they also had the person out front,
right.
But it was actually called Sambo's.
Jockey Steakhouse, yeah.
Yeah.
My mom worked there back in the 50s, so I'm familiar with it.
So was Sambo's named after the story? Was that the idea?
I think so, probably.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder how long it was here.
Where he ran around the pole, and
yeah.
something turned into butter or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah.
When I got that email yesterday from Linda, I thought, you know, I don't know if they were the same place or not.
Nope.
Because she couldn't remember Sambo's, but she remembered the Jockey Steakhouse.
Yep. And I also remember the restaurant in Sears. Ate there quite a few times.
Now, was that where the hair salon was?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
There was about 10 tables in there or something like that, you know.
Well, that's not too bad.
It was a pretty decent restaurant, you know, and not a real full course restaurant, you know, but a lunch type restaurant.
And so Sambo's was more of a breakfast place, but Jockey Steakhouse.
I think so, yeah.
But Jockey Steakhouse would have been more of a steak.
It was more of a dinner, yeah.
Yes.
They did specialize in steaks, but they had everything.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for the info.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yep.
There we go. So I guess there were two different places. Linda, if you're out there listening, you had the Jockey Steakhouse on Main Street, and you had Sambo's out where Aldi is now. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yes. Me and Karen ordered that pizza yesterday, Scott.
Oh, how was it?
Oh, it's very, very good.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. So another positive review for Neighbor's Pizza.
Yeah, it was very good, and He even put another extra additional topping on it for us.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Now I hear they're. I have not had the pizza yet, but I hear they're very nice over there.
He was very nice, and when I called, I said, "How much is one more additional topping?" He said, "Oh, he said, don't worry about it. We'll just add it on to it for you."
Now, how big is the pizza? Pretty good size.
Yeah, it's pretty good size.
That's
good. It's a nice average size. It's a nice large pizza.
Now, did you have any leftovers?
Yeah, we still got we got a little leftovers for today.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that all turned out. So that's a good place to go. You know, it's interesting because when they approached me, I had never been to Neighbor's Pizza, and now everybody who's been there. Sarah, Ted, Trish, Judy, Mary. I don't think Ernie's told us what his experience was, but everybody has said it's good pizza, and it's hard to find a good pizza sometimes.
It is good, and there's very, very nice in there. Like I say, I said, well, maybe we'll like one more topping of onions or something on. He said, don't worry about it. He said, we'll just put that on for you.
Good, good. Now, do you remember Jockey Steakhouse or Sambo's?
No, but Carolyn told me to tell you she's got that little kids' book, Sambo's.
Oh, yeah, Sambo. I'm going to have to look that up and see if that's what that was named after. I would have to guess that's what they named that after.
But she has the children's book on that story.
Oh, good. Good. Well, I'm glad the pizza went well last night.
Yeah, it was very well, and I give them a high mark, Scott.
All right, and you'll go back in the future.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, that's good to hear.
They give us a flyer and everything, so we got all the information on it.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Well, thanks, John.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there's another positive review for Neighbor's Pizza. Now, how many people can be right on this? This is great. We've given away 7 pizzas so far. Ted, Mary, Sarah, Judy, Trish all gave them high marks. Now John, Ernie got a pizza. Now, I'm not sure how his pizza was. I hope it was good. But so far, very positive. Very positive reviews for Neighbor's Pizza over in Fair Park. And glad we're able to give those out from time to time. I'm going to have to try one. I have not been over there yet, but I'm going to have to do that. Now, does anybody else have anything to say about the Jockey Steakhouse or Sambo's? Does anybody know the story? Was Sambo's named after the children's book? And apparently, they both had little, what should we call them? Sculptures out in front of them. That probably were not the best idea. Because I do think with Sambo's, I don't know if it was the same case with the Jockey Steakhouse, but I do think with Sambo's, toward the end, the little thing out front was definitely causing a problem. But, you know, I guess that's the way it goes. And as I say, if anybody knows what happened to the big pants on the wall at Depot Sales, that's another mystery. The Harding dog collar, the pants that were on the wall at Depot Sales, the little thing that was out in front of Sambo's. You know, that whole area right there where Aldi is had a lot of different restaurants. L&K, we know for sure. Obviously, Sambo's was there. What was it? Wasn't there something else there at one point? Like a club? Then they tore it down, and we got Aldi's, which does a business, which is good. All right. Well, I think those are the only things that I really have to mention this morning. So if you have anything to say about Sambo's or Jockey Steakhouse or any other things that are on your mind this morning, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. 29 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. And if it's after the show and you ever want to email me, like Linda did, feel free to send me an email, osukid2006@aol.com. I would enjoy hearing from you. I always enjoy getting pictures and information and things like that. All right. Okay. What were we doing yesterday? Oh, we were doing pie yesterday. In honor of Pie Day. Now, let me run down through this list. We'll give something else here away today. We'll start fresh. As I say, yesterday we had Mary, Trish, Charlene, Judy, Ted, John, Bob, and Carolyn all in. Carolyn ended up winning the pizza. But what we were doing was places past and present that sell pie here in Marion. Now, there are still 3 left on this list. Now, let me tell you the ones we have. We have Perkins, Isley's, Bob Evans, Carlisle, Steak and Shake, Turoff's, Cafe George, Andrews, Kroger's, Meyer, Aldi, Save-A-Lot, King Saver, Friendly's, Denny's, McDonald's, Burger King, Walmart, Gordon's, Stewart's, and Something Good. But there are still 3 left. Now, there are 2 on here that are still in business. 2 places that are still in business here in Marion where you can get pie, and then the other one is from years past, where you could get pie. So, let's heat up the phones here this morning. We've had great participation this week. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Places you can get pie in Marion. two places are still in business, and one was a place from the past, but they did have good pies. 740-751-4038. All right, let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I think there was a place called Stockton Sirloin.
There was. Not on the list, but a good guess.
See, I told you I thought there was one in Sears there.
Yeah, we got an email right after the show that there was a restaurant in Sears. Apparently a good little place.
Yeah, I just kind of remember it. Okay.
Hey, thanks. All right. Place where you can get pie in Marion. Two still on the list here. And one from years past. 740-751-4038. Starting fresh here this morning. 740-751-4038. A place you can get pie in Marion. Now, two are still open, and one is no longer open. So, those are the hints as we start off the morning this morning. 740-751-4038. Places you can get pie. 740-751-4038. All right. Two, you could still go get pie from right now. One, not so much. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try that El Campesino.
No El Campesino on the list. No El Campesino on the list here today. Places you can get pie in Marion. Now, we're talking about actual pie. Strawberry, banana, that sort of thing. We are not talking about pizza or the mathematical symbol for pie. Three places left where you can get pie in Marion. Two still open. One. Go ahead, caller.
What about King Saver?
King Saver we got. We got King Saver on the list. Places you can get pie in Marion. Where can you get pie? Two still open. One went by the wayside years ago. If you want to go get yourself a good pie, where can you go? Now, we've named a lot of them. That's for sure. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What about Tim Hortons?
No Tim Hortons on the list.
Okay.
No Tim Hortons on the list here today. Places you can get pie in Marion. Well, it's an interesting question. Go ahead, caller.
How about that, the old train station? They used to, I think, have a place in there you could eat. I don't know if they still do.
You know, I don't know if they do or not. I didn't put them on the list, but you might be right.
Okay.
Thanks. Not the old train station. You know, I don't know if that's still around or not. Places you can get pie in Marion. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Where can you get yourself pie? That's what we want. One of these places, no longer in business. Two of them, still in business. The Great Pie. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead.
Does Carlisle's have pie?
We got Carlisle.
Okay. What about Topped?
You know, I don't know if Topped has pie or not.
Okay. I had a question, too, about the old depot sale.
Yes.
Whatever happened to that big red horse that they had on that pole?
Yeah, they had the big red horse and the big pants. You know, I don't remember what year that closed, probably early 2000s. I'm not sure who owned it. Do you remember who owned it?
No, I don't.
I don't know. I don't know where that stuff went. I would have thought the Historical Society would have wanted something like that. I don't know if it stayed in the building or if the guy took it with him. I really don't know.
Okay. Bye.
Well, I don't know. If anybody knows what happened to the stuff that was in the old depot sales, feel free to let me know, because I clearly do not know. All right. Where can you get pie in Marion? Two of these places still in business. One of them no longer. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to try that Sally Ann. It's been out of business for years. It's kind of out in the county.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Chicken farm.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay. No Sally Ann's. Not a bad guess, that's for sure. Places you can get pie. All right here.
Go ahead, caller.
How about Denny's?
Denny's. Did I put Denny's on the list? Yeah, Denny's is on the list. Okay. So you're back up and running.
Yep.
Well, good to hear.
Back up and running over there, our friend Lee. Glad he's back with us. All right. Places you can get pie in Marion. 740-751-4038. Do we know?
Okay, go ahead, caller.
Scott, I'm going to say that place where El Capucino is there on 95. It was called Rosetta's or something.
Oh, Rose and Rocco's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never can think of that name.
Not Rosa and Rocco's, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not Rosa and Rocco's, but not a bad guess. Places you can get pie in Marion. Now, two of these places are still open, and one of these places was open a few years ago. It's been a couple years. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say that cupcake place there on 95. I don't know if it's called something, cupcakes on something. I don't know if they had pies or not, because I got the donuts there.
I don't think so. They might have. Not on the list.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we're working our way through. 740-751-4038. Pie. Where can you get pie in Marion? Well, I'm thinking about giving a hint on one of these because, I think you can get pie there, but they're primarily known for something else. So there's a hint for you. I think you can get pie at this particular place, but most people don't go there for pie. They go there for something else sweet.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say that Panera Bread.
Yes.
I'm not for sure.
Panera. It has not been picked yet. That's one of the ones that's still open. Got it.
Oh, they do have pie. Okay.
They do.
Panera Bread. One of our current pie places that is still open. So we got Judy in the competition here this morning.
Go ahead, caller.
Ralphie?
No Ralphie's on the list.
No Ralphie's on the list. But we did get Panera. So now we're down to two. One that was in business, one that is.
Go ahead, caller.
How about Stewart's Root Beer?
We got Stewart's Root Beer.
We got Stewart's. They are on the list. Places you can get pie in Marion. All right.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's try that Starbucks. I don't know if they have pie, but...
You know, I didn't put them on the... I'm not sure if they have pie or not.
Well, they have coffee.
They do have coffee. I don't know if they have pie or not.
Okay.
I'm not sure if Starbucks has pie or not. You know, I always say Starbucks is a culture. And apparently I am just not part of that culture. Okay, places that serve pie in Marion. One of these is an older place. One still in business. Now we've got Perkins, Isley's, Bob Evans, Carlisle, Steak and Shake, Turoff's, Cafe George, Andrews, Kroger, Meyer, Aldi, Save-A-Lot, King Saver, Friendly's, Denny's, McDonald's, Panera, Burger King, Walmart, Gordon's, Stewart's, and Something Good. Two places left. Now, one of these places is primarily known for something else. But they were listed as a pie shop. Now, I've never gotten a pie from there. But as far as sweets go, here in Marion, they're definitely a big name. But people don't typically go there for pie. They go there for something else. And then we still have the one from yesteryear. Does anybody know what they are? Places in Marion where you can get pie. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 43 minutes past the hour. 33 degrees. Mostly sunny skies here in Marion. March the 16th. 2023, places you can get pie, 740-751-4038. Now remember, there's one that goes back a little ways, and then the other one is still in business now, but they're known for something else sweet. I don't know if people typically go there for pies. They go there for something else. Not pies. Let's put it that way. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead.
What about Tim Hortons?
No Tim Hortons. Good guess.
No Tim Hortons on the list. But not a bad guess. All right. Places you can get pie in Marion.
Go ahead.
L&P Cake Shop.
That's it. You know, have you ever gotten a pie from L&P?
No. I love their cakes. I've never gotten anything else but cakes.
Yeah, they were listed on there as a pie shop, and I guess they could probably whip up a pie if you'd want one.
Okay.
Got me.
All right, the L&P Cake Shop. Now, they were listed as a place that has pies. So if you have a complaint on that one, you'll have to go to them. So now we're down to one place. Now, this is a place that is no longer here that served pie. That's kind of a broad brush, isn't it? 740-751-4038. So now we've got Perkins, Isley's, Bob Evans, Carlisle, Steak and Shake, Turoff's, Cafe George, Andrews, Kroger, Meyer, Aldi, Save-A-Lot, King Saver, Friendly's, Denny's, McDonald's, Panera, Burger King, Walmart, Gordon's,
LNP, Stewart's, something good. One left. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
LK or Courtesy Inn?
Not the LK or the Courtesy Inn. Not the LNK or the Courtesy Inn. But not bad guesses. Places, well, it's one place now. We're down to one place where you used to get pie in Marion. What is that final place on the list here this morning? 740-751-4038. Trish and Judy in the competition. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Arthur Treacher's.
Not Arthur Treacher's. Not Arthur Treacher's, but not a bad guess. Places where you could get pie in Marion in the past. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know if that old Omar Bakery did wholesale or if you could go in there. I don't know, but wasn't there like a bakery or something out on floor back in the old days?
I think there was. It's not on the list. Now, have you ever gotten a pie from the LNP Cake Shop?
No.
No, but they were.
I have been in there and, you know, bought different things. I never bought a pie.
Do they have pies in there?
I never saw any, but I wasn't there for that. I was there for the cake supply.
Yeah, well, that's what I normally go there is for the cakes, but they're listed as a pie shop, so I guess they do pies.
Ah, well, that's cool.
Yep. It's a place from the past. Our one answer is a place from the past.
Give us the first letter, Scott.
Well, the first letter, I think that might give it away.
That was the whole point, so we could get to the new category.
I'll tell you what. It was on, well, it's even hard to say this, because technically the address would not have been there. Let's say this. It was on the east side of town.
Oh, well, that narrows it right down.
Well, I think so.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. How about that? It was on the east side of town. Place where you used to be able to get pie. 740-751-4038. Then we'll move on to the next category. 740-751-4038. Place where you used to be able to get pie on the east side of town. Go ahead, caller.
It wasn't Woolworth or Woolk, I can't say it.
No, not Woolworth's. Not Woolworth's. Place where you used to be able to get pie on the east side of town. Go ahead, caller.
The Isley Shop?
Not the Isley Shop. We got the Isley Shop on the list. Not the old Isley Shop. A place where you used to be able to get pie on the east side of town. 740-751-4038. At 740-751-4038. Now, don't forget, tomorrow we are going to figure out if spring came early or not. So tune that in. That's going to be a big day tomorrow. I think we'll probably start at 8:15 and go through 1 in the afternoon. But we'll take a break during Pastor Whitaker's show. I don't know what pizza's coming tomorrow. Should be interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Did you have Big Bear?
No Big Bear on the list. No Big Bear on the list here today. All right. We'll keep trying. Go ahead, caller.
How about the Smorgasbord or Kmart?
Not the Smorgasbord or Kmart. Not the Smorgasbord or Kmart. Place? Well, that was a familiar voice from the past. All right, 740-751-4038. Place where you used to be able to get pie on the east side of town. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about that little market? It was called Duffy's Market.
Not Duffy's Market. Not Duffy's Market on the list here today. A place where you used to be able to get pie on the east side of town.
740-751-4038. One place left. Now we've got, it's either today, the prize is either going to be a $10 gift certificate to Del Taco in a Del Taco hat, or maybe another large Neighbor's Pizza. Haven't decided yet. We'll see how that goes as the program progresses here this morning. All right. A place you used to be able to get pie on the east side of town. No longer there. Building's still there. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Where could you get pie on the east side of town? All right, go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Lawson's?
Not Lawson's. Not Lawson's. Here today, place where you used to be able to get pie on the east side of town. We've got a lot of businesses named here. Perkins, Isley's, Bob Evans, Carlisle, Steak and Shake, Turoff's, Cafe George, Andrews, Kroger, Meyer, Aldi, Save-A-Lot, King Saver, Friendly's, Denny's, McDonald's, Panera, Burger King, Walmart, Gordon's, L&P, Stewart's, Something Good. What is the business we're looking for? A place where you used to be able to get pie on the east side of town here in Marion. The business is no longer in business, but the building is still there. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Where could you get pie on the east side of town? You could still see the building today. Something else is in there, but the building's still there. It was definitely a place where you could get pie. Now, does anybody, also our other question this morning, does anybody remember Sambo's or the Jockey Steakhouse? Go ahead, caller.
It wasn't that Wells store, was it? I don't know what all they had.
Nope, not Wells. Not Wells here this morning. Place where you could get pie on the east side of town. All right. From what I remember, this place had good pies, if I remember right. 740-751-4038. Place on the east side of town where you could get pies in the past. All right, 55 minutes past the hour. So far, Judy and Trish in the competition here this morning. And of course, we'll add more names as the morning goes on. What place are we missing? Place on the east side of town where you used to be able to get pie. And again, this is all in celebration of Pi Day, which was Tuesday. 3.14 day, the mathematical equation for pi. What is our final destination where you could get pie? In Marion, on the east side of town. The place is no longer in business. 740-751-4038. What is that place that sold pie? Well, you know, when we get down to the last answer, it's always a bit of a stumper, isn't it? Okay. Let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
How about Ponderosa?
Not Ponderosa. Good guess. Not Ponderosa, but not a bad guess. Place on the east side of town where you could get pie. And as I say, if I remember right, they had pretty good pie. Just have to think back a little bit. That's about all the hints. On the east side of town. 740-751-4038. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Was Bonanza?
Yes. Yep. I think it was, but yeah.
That's, I think I did. Yes.
Yeah.
I think, okay.
No Bonanza on the list here today. Place on the east side of town that sold pies. No longer in business. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, are you in the hub of Center and Main, or are you a little further east?
I'm out in the Route 95 area.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
I'm in the area of Route 95 here this morning when I'm talking about the east end of town. This was a place you could get pie. And then we'll be done and you never have to hear me say pie again. The next category is going to be fun, but I think we're going to blow through the next category. And the next category's got some weird weird things. Go ahead, caller.
Anybody guess Ryan?
No Ryan's. Hey, how's Brindley doing?
She's still kind of under the weather. She has... Turns out she had ear infection.
Oh.
Sore throat, ear infection. She's on an antibiotic now. So, hopefully...
Yeah, yeah.
All this stuff will go away.
Well, tell her to feel better soon.
I will do that, Scott. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, it's a place where you could get pie on the east side of town. All righty.
Go ahead, caller.
G.D. Ritzy's.
Not G.D. Ritzy.
You know, that must have been a very special place to people. I don't put that on the list. I don't think that's been on any list we've done. But I think G.D. Ritzy was a very interesting place for people. Got about a minute left this hour. Place where you could get pie on the east side of town. Good pie. Route 95 area. Does anybody know what it is? Building's still there. Of course, this place is no longer in it. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
It's not that pizza place across from Wendy's. I think he bought the okay.
Oh, not pizza.
I don't know if you could go in there and eat other stuff or not.
I don't remember, but not Pizza Chef.
Not Pizza Chef. We're going to break. We'll come back 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?